Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lile Nishma, Sarah Malka, Basar Bitzchak, we're in Masech de Brachos, Beif Perek, Mishnayos, Gimel, and Dalid. So our Mishnah is now going to help us understand certain other rules of Tumah and Tara where Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel disagree. Beis Shammai Omer Mekaneach Yada B'mapo Manicha Al HaShulchan. Beis Shammai says that one can take the cloth that he used to dry his hands from Nitilas Yadayim, and it should be put on the table to be used for wiping one's hands during the meal. Because according to Beis Shammai, you're not allowed to eat on a table that's tummy, even if the table is only a Sheni L'tuma, which in this situation doesn't have the ability to transfer tuma to food that's cholid. And so therefore, the table which you're eating is tar. And so therefore, we don't have to worry that the damp napkin is going to become tummy from the table. Therefore, put the napkin on the table. Beis Hillel Omer Malakeshes. Beis Hillel says, don't put it on the table, put it on the cushion. Beis Hillel disagrees with Beis Shammai. According to Beis Hillel, the cloth that you use to dry your hands, don't put it on the table. Why? Because Beis Hillel is of the opinion that you're allowed to eat chulin on a table that's a sheni lituma. And so therefore, if you were to put a damp napkin on that table, the moisture in the napkin would contract the tuma from the table, making it into a rishon lituma, which then would have ability to make the food on the table tummy. Better not to have the towel or the napkin on the table. Better that it should dafka be kept off the table in that situation. Now, the Mishnah continues and says, Beis Shammai Omer Mechavdin Es Abayachs Ve'acha Kach Notlin Liyadayim. Beis Shammai holds that where you ate your meal, you have to clear it of leftover food before you wash Mayim Achronim. The reason for this is that you're not allowed to destroy pieces of food that are greater than the size of a kazayas. So Beis Shammai was concerned that if the floor wasn't swept up until after that you washed Mayim Achronim, some of the water might splash onto something that's the size of a kazayas, which would make it disgusting and repulsive. And so, although it's the responsibility of the waiter to pick up the large pieces of food and put them away, if the waiter is an Ama Arantz, in such a situation, he might not be so careful to not destroy, to not allow the destruction of the kazayas, the larger than kazayas amounts of food. And Beis Hillel Omer, Notlin Liyadayim V'Acha Kach Mechabdin Es Amayis. Beis Hillel says, what are you talking about? You're not allowed to use an unlearned person as a waiter. And since the waiter has to be a Talmud Chacham, he knows he has to get rid of the larger size crumbs before he washes Mayim Achronim. And so therefore, he's of the opinion that there won't be any questions over there. So therefore, you can wash Mayim Achronim and clean the area afterwards, because we don't have to worry that there's going to be a bizayon to food. Now this, according to the Bartanura, is one of those rare instances where we hold like Beis Shammai in this particular issue, because we are not obligated to use only Talmidei Chachamim as waiters in our world. And so therefore, we would have to be careful. Mechavdin Es Abayis V'achar Kach Notlin Liyadayim. Clear the table first, then wash the Netilas Yadayim of Mayim Achronim. We'll stop here, but Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a fantastic day.